This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's Friday, October 12, 2012. Another Sullivan Tire Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. And Paul, it's appropriate this week because the buses for the Patriots and their tires are about to roll out of Gillette Stadium on this Friday afternoon for the long trip to Seattle to take
driving?
On. Well, no, they're going to go to the airport. But the buses, the wheels on the bus go round and round to TF Green. And then the wheels on the plane go round and round. And then the wheels go up and they fly. But the Patriots heading to Seattle to take on Pete Carroll's upstart 3-2 Seahawks. Wow.
That was Pete Carroll.
The number one offense in the NFL of New England versus the number one defense in the National Football League.
Indeed.
Interesting game, but before we get to that game, as we do every Friday, we sort of reset what the team looks like here with the roster report, and it won't take long because the team made no moves this week. The roster looks exactly as it did last week, but as always, we will delve into the injury report, and that will do a nice job in filling out this podcast because it seems to get longer and longer every week, Paul. And I'll start with the biggest name on the report, which by nature, anything involving the Patriots, the biggest name is Tom Brady, right shoulder. He was limited on Wednesday and then removed from the practice report on Thursday and Friday. If you remember last week, he was on it Wednesday and Thursday. The week before that, it was just Wednesday. So I like to keep track of this whole Brady injury report debacle. But as we move on to that, we'll get to real injuries. Steve Gregory, out. Did not practice again all week with a hip injury. Was seen coming through the Patriots locker room, so I can tell you he's not on crutches or anything of that nature, but is still out, not making the trip to Seattle. And Tracy White, foot injury, did not practice all week. He is out, and that is interesting because obviously with Dante Hightower sitting out last week, could be a Bobby Carpenter week if Hightower is not completely healthy, but the depth at linebacker starting to be tested. Elsewhere, Paul Perillo, we will look at some of the big names, and I'll start with one I know you talked to this week, Logan Mankins. Remains on the injury report, limited participation all week, questionable with the calf and hip injury. Left the Bills game late, had a big ice pack on his calf. But you spoke to him this week, and he was in the locker room, which is another good sign. Yep. Sounds like he's moving in the positive direction.
Yeah, and I think he feels that way, too. A little frustrated that he's dealing with these kinds of things. He spent, as he said, too much time in the trainer's room.
Well, he used to mock these guys.
Yeah, doesn't like it, doesn't enjoy that. Mentioned also on the radio, I think, today, actually, that he intends to give it a go, I think was the way he put it. But in talking to him, Mike Reese and I were sort of milling around his locker a little bit after on Thursday. He plans on playing. He's a little frustrated by dealing with some of these nagging aches and pains, but I don't think it's something that he thinks will keep him out of the lineup long term. But listen, he missed the Buffalo game. He had to leave the Denver game a little early. I think was probably part of the plan heading in. And then, you know, the ridiculous amount of plays they ran in that game no doubt played a role as well. You know, you ran about 95 plays in that game. So that's not the ideal situation for a guy looking to come off of these injuries. But he's a tough guy. And as you said, the fact that he was in the locker room is a good sign. I think he'll be able to go.
One of the other big names on the roster and big injury stories pretty much every day for the last 3 or 4 weeks has been Aaron Hernandez. Back on the practice field all week this week. First time he's been out there every day. Limited participation. Questionable with that ankle injury. As we've been doing all this whole span here, we were updating via Twitter in the locker room. His bag was full and packed, ready to go to Seattle. He yelled across the locker room to a teammate, you know, what time are we leaving this afternoon? I don't know if that's just him trying to play up how ready he is or not, but, you know, he is not yet listed as out, so Bill Belichick said they would have Saturday to evaluate him. Bill kind of made it sound like he would indeed be traveling to Seattle. Do you think there is a chance, or do you expect us to see Aaron Hernandez on Sunday?
I do think there's a chance. Probably leaning toward no right now, but I think there's a chance.
49-51?
Yeah, I think it's close. I was a little surprised to see him on this list as questionable, even though he was questionable last week. I thought that if he didn't make the trip, that maybe we'd see an out here. The fact that I think, and I'm not exactly sure how the rules work on that, I'm not sure if they would have to declare him out today or tomorrow if he didn't make the trip. So there is a possibility he didn't. We'll find out tomorrow for sure. If we don't see anything and he's questionable on game day, then obviously he's there. I do think there's a chance, Andy, but, you know, it would be this is the fourth week. I would err on the side of caution here, unless you're fully, you know, convinced that he's 100%. This is a good defense you're going against, and I can understand you might have some urgency to try to get him back. But to me, Aaron Hernandez is too important a piece down the road to risk maybe losing another 3 or 4 weeks by him aggravating the injury because he came back too soon.
No question. And it will be interesting to watch. And, you know, the flight, I asked Bill if the flight would be a consideration, not specifically for Hernandez, but if that was, because a lot of media people talk about, oh, the long flight, I don't know if you, and he did admit that sometimes that can be a consideration.
Depending on the injury.
Right. Yeah. I thought that was a little bit interesting. So he bears watching. Now I'm going to read down the list of the rest of these guys that are all questionable. Kyle Love is the one guy who's probable. He has a knee injury, full participation. But Brandon Bolden, knee, limited all week. Brandon Dedrick, ankle, limited all week, both questionable. Julian Edelman returned to the practice field on Thursday. Limited participation the last couple days with that hand injury. He's questionable. Justin Francis, ankle. Rob Gronkowski, the hip injury, still limited, still questionable. Dante Hightower, the hamstring injury, limited, questionable. Michael Omanawanui, limited practice on Friday. He actually returned to the practice field. He's questionable with the concussion he's been dealing with. Logan Mankins, as we said, remains questionable with the calf and the hip. Nick McDonald, shoulder. Sterling Moore, knee. Shane Vereen, foot. Sebastian Vollmer, back and knee, which is a little bit of a change that came up last week in the Denver game.
Correct.
Limited all week, questionable. Wes Welker, ankle, limited all week, questionable. He said yesterday everything's good, so it didn't sound like much of a concern with him. So I'll go back to the linebackers where we started. Tracy White, hurt, not making the trip. Bobby Carpenter was brought in last week. Didn't play much, if at all, on defense from what I saw against Denver.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing
Hightower. This is obviously a week where you want to stop the run. That's what they want to do. Do you think that decision to not play Hightower last week maybe was to make sure you played him this week against Seattle, Marshawn Lynch, and the way they want to play the game?
Yeah, and I know that they don't necessarily do it strictly the way that we talk about it. You know, it was.
Yeah, but I don't know that they don't.
But I do think there's some validity to it, because if you have a team like Denver who's going to have Peyton in the shotgun, you know, they're not going to sit back and run it 35 times in a conventional way. Well, Seattle is. And you know, Hightower is a guy that might have come off the field a little bit in a game like last week's against Denver. Whereas this week, I think you can get away with all three of your linebackers being three down linebackers for a good portion of this game against Seattle, because they're not going to try to throw the ball, you know, upwards of 35, 40 times. And if they do, the Patriots are going to be pretty happy about it, because they're going to probably have a pretty big lead.
So that's the rundown of the injury report. A lot of names on there, a lot of them questionable, but they are actually seemingly getting healthier as guys like Edelman, Hernandez return to practice.
And that's
Mankins,
the key, too, Andy. You make a good point. Because there's so many guys on the list, I think the knee-jerk reaction is to say, my God, all these guys are banged up. But it looks like these guys are on the way back.
Trending in the right direction.
Mankins, Hightower, Hernandez, Edelman, the guys that we'll keep an eye on. Gronkowski. Wow, my first ever sneeze in the middle of a podcast. It's getting dusty in here, Chris. That's what happens when the monkey's not around. Kevin, we should mention, is on the way to Seattle with the team.
Yeah, so if there's any problems with the posting of this or
get,
the quality.
To get a little extra pumped and jacked with Pete.
Before we wrap this Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast up, Paul, let's give them a quick sample of your prediction for this game. As I said earlier, number one offense for the Patriots versus number one defense for the Seattle Seahawks. Number 30 pass defense for the Patriots. Number 31 passing offense for the Seahawks. How does it all come together and wash out?
As you know, Andy, I am sort of a anti-establishment when it comes to the traditions. I'm not a big, you got to run the football, you got to set up the pass with the run, and, you know, good defense beats good offense. I think all that is a thing of the past. I think good offense beats good defense. I think the Patriots offense will beat the Seahawks defense. You're going to have to tune in on Sunday to the Dunkin' Donuts pregame, Patriots pregame social to find out exactly what my prediction is. But I think the Patriots offense will get the better of that vaunted Seahawks defense.
I'll boil it down even further. Brady versus Russell Wilson. I'll take Brady, even on the road. Thanks, in the rain. That's going to wrap up another Patriots.com Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast. The injury report's growing, but the health is improving. We'll talk to you next Friday, and hopefully we'll have some moves to talk about. Peace out. Stop the rock. Stop the rock.
Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available at over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.